This is Anna Carmo with UN News. The adoption of the UN Global Migration Pact in Marrakesh means that the world will see migrations through a completely different narrative, and countries that have chosen not to sign up will eventually change their minds. That's the hope expressed by Ellen Johnson Sirleaf on Tuesday, former president of Liberia, who took part in the conference in Morocco in her capacity as the chair of the High-Level Panel on International Migration in Africa, established by the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, or ECA. Speaking in Marrakesh to UN News Mustafa Al-Gamal, she said Africa will now be able to better promote partnerships and collaborations, enabling safe, regular and orderly migration, as well as tackling poverty, to try and stop young people living in the first place.
What this means is that Africa will now be able to promote those partnerships, those systems of cooperation and collaboration that will ensure that there will be safe, regular, orderly migration from Africa. This is going to stop the treatment that Africans have faced, the small numbers that have tried to cross borders illegally. And Africa now will be able to also adopt the policies that ensure that they do even more beyond what they've already done to ensure that the economies and the fight against poverty and all will keep most of our young people at home.
Precisely. So now that the compact has been adopted, what do you hope to see happen in the treatment of these young migrants making this perilous voyage, and children and women on the move as well?
I hope that we're going to see cooperative agreements between not only African countries, but the African Union and all of its subsidiary bodies will be able to have understandings with the European nations in the same spirit of collaboration that Europe and Africa has always had over time. This will enable also our countries to look at what we can do to ensure that those people that do cross the borders are given humane treatment, are given the dignity that they deserve, and in those cases where they seek employment, that those opportunities will also be arranged so that they can go, because the record shows that the migrants do contribute not only to their countries of origin through remittances, but to the host countries where they go and they render, they pay taxes, they serve and all of that. So I think the compact will enable all Africa and all the world for that matter to see migration in a completely different narrative, one that is positive, one that makes contribution to development, and not one that takes away, one that promotes cooperation, collaboration between countries.
Yet some countries have not came to sit at the table and adopt the compact. What would you say to these countries?
I believe that those countries will reconsider. I think the movement of creating better conditions for migration is strong enough that those countries will find themselves on the outside of things. They may be reflecting some of the more recent events of people that tried to cross borders and ended up in the ocean, ended up in the Mediterranean. Many of them who perhaps went into countries and did not go in legally. It's that resistance to all of what was called the migrant crisis and all the different activities that took place in the last year or so. That resistance, I think, will move away when they read the reports of the true story of migration and the fact that it benefits, it does not harm countries, neither the origin countries nor the host countries. And I think once they see the record and they see the statistics and they see the studies and they see the benefits, that they too will change their minds and they will join in this movement that is really in the interest of humankind.
Let's shift gears and talk about Liberia in particular. How the UN mission in Liberia has successfully wrapped up its mandate recently. What measures do you have in place now to capitalize on the peace building that you've benefited from that?
Well, let's put it this way. We had trained our security forces over the years, and our security forces was trained with the support of the United Nations and the support of our bilateral partners, and they took over the security of the state. So we're not worried about that. What we want to do now is to see the United Nations go back into its normal role, the role of the different agencies and programs that will support development. And I think that process was well underway, and now it can be strengthened to help Liberia to move forward in its reconstruction and its development.
And Madam Sirleaf, could you tell us about how did your country incorporate women in the peace-building process?
Well, we have a lot of strong women groups. We went one step further, for example. I think we did something that was a novelty. We asked the UN system to bring in a contingent of women policemen, something that changed the whole feeling of our women regarding participation in security forces. Today, our deputy chief of staff is a woman. In my government, my first director of police was a woman. And so we are very satisfied at what has been left behind, the example that has been made. And women themselves have been such strong peace promoters. They are the ones that challenged the previous government. They are the ones that promoted the Accra Peace Accord to enable the warlords to sign the peace agreement that led us to peace. So we think we're very strong in women's participation in peace building. More can be done, but certainly I think the record itself is a good one.